Good morning, Neil Melançon here on the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network. Lower trending for the bean markets at the close yesterday. May beans on Thursday off 15 and a quarter cents to 11.34 and a quarter a bushel. November beans off 12 cents at 11.49 and a quarter. The corn market also lower. May corn down 3.5 cents at 4.26 and three quarters. September corn off 4.75 cents at 4.45 a bushel. December corn down 4.75 cents at 4.60. The wheat market slightly higher Thursday. July wheat up 0.75 cents to 5.53 a bushel. The rough rice market soaring higher at the close. May rice up 18.5 cents at 19.01 and a half a hundredweight. July rice up 28 cents to 19.09. Cotton went lower though Thursday. May cotton off 146 points to 78.10 per pound. October cotton off 93 points at 78.13. The sugar market closing steady. July sugar on Thursday wrapping unchanged from the open at 38.95 per pound. We'll have a look at your farm news coming up right after this.
QT Market Center offers today's elevators, farmers, and ranchers a comprehensive, web-based, real-time commodity quotes and charting platform, including smartphone access. Become active with QT Market Center, accessing their user-friendly system with the tools and information you need to stay up to date with the latest in commodity markets. Customize QT. Access the latest government reports, news, and weather in one place. QT Market Center is designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Start a free trial today and access the tools you need to keep up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Better information for more informed business decisions. Go to qtmarketcenter.com or call 800-240-8761 today. That's 800-240-8761. 800-240-8761 and qtmarketcenter.com.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. On our farm in Cheneyville, my brother and I grow sugarcane, soybeans, rice, and crawfish. It's more than a living for us, it's a lifestyle. And the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is a grassroots organization that stands together to protect that lifestyle. You depend on agriculture, and we depend on you to join us.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says getting a farm bill passed this year will be challenging. That story from USDA's Rod Bain.
That a new farm bill has yet to be passed by Congress shows the multiple challenges faced in the process of drafting a farm bill and making it law. That, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, as he discussed some of those challenges with members of the North American Agricultural Journalist Organization Monday in Washington, D.C.
There's an issue concerning reference prices, specifically what reference prices get impacted and adjusted, how to pay for them. We know that there's a lot of conversation about improvements to crop insurance and how to create a structure that encourages more participation. Clearly, a lot of conversation as well about conservation and whether or not the investment in conservation under the IRA should remain in the IRA or should be placed within the farm bill, and placed within the farm bill whether or not it would continue to have a climate smart focus or whether it would be open up for other uses.
Lawmakers have until September 30th to approve a new farm bill.
We'll have a look at your cattle markets coming up right after this.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Ag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Ag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Higher trading across the board for the cattle markets Thursday. April live cattle up 27.5 cents at $181, 17.5 cents a hundredweight. June live cattle up a nickel to $175, 37.5 cents. The feeder cattle market also higher, with April feeder cattle up $1.17.5 at $241.60. May feeder cattle up $2.27.5 at $242.55. I'm Neil Melançon here on the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.